filled with more drama than a play at the Civic Center. Ken Kurt and Tawny's What Happened, presented by Pure Salon on Star 102.5.
Are these two struggling over midnight snacks? We'll find out as we try to get to the bottom of what happened between Casey and Allison. Casey says Allison is ghosting him. He wants to know what's going on. Hey, Casey, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So why don't you tell us what's the latest with Allison? What's going on between you two?
Well, she didn't strike me as shy, but she's been very quiet since our date.
Well, how did the date go?
It went great. We met for dinner. I touched her arm when she was telling an emotional story. And I remember we felt a spark.
Oh.
Okay. So that's so far so good. But anything awkward maybe happen or stick out from that moment or any other moment?
Nothing dramatic. I mean, after she finished telling her story, I told some anecdotes from my childhood just to lighten things up. And we ordered dessert. And I remember we couldn't finish dessert because it was so gigantic. And so... Yeah,
then you, a good day. You weren't trying hard enough. You put in that effort, you finished that dessert.
All right, so you didn't finish dessert, so how did things leave off other than that?
We verbally agreed that we should go out again.
That's a contract.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. You verbally agreed to go out again. Yes.
Exactly. And then we briefly kissed. We sealed the deal.
The dating version of a handshake.
Make your mark.
All right. And you haven't heard anything since then, or have you interacted since then?
No, it's all been one-sided since then. I reached out to her the very next day to tell her I had a good time, didn't hear anything, then I waited a few more days and reached out again. Nothing, so...
That's not good. Mm. Doesn't sound good. Well, tell you what, Casey, we've got a hold of Allison. She is on hold right now, but she hasn't heard anything you've told us. We're going to put you on hold and get her side of things. We'll let you listen in while we do that, and then we'll bring you back on with her and see how things go from there, okay?
I would greatly appreciate it.
All right. Hang on, Casey. All right. It's Allison now. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
Hey, Allison. Good morning. It's Ken Kurt and Tawny at Star 102.5. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good. So we do this segment. I can tell your trepidation. We do this segment on our show. It's called What Happened? And someone calls us and says, hey, I'm being ghosted. Do you mind helping try to get a hold of him for me? And we heard from Casey today. And he wanted... Oh, okay.
Every time!
It was almost like an immediate response to...
Yeah. Well, we know he was hoping to see you again. Are you up for that?
Okay. Well, that's really nice, but we're definitely incompatible.
Mm. All right. Well, that what does that word mean? We're going to take a break here. See if we can find out more of what happened between Casey and Allison and why she thinks they're incompatible.
Using dad jokes to tell you about Star 102.5's phone number? Well, that's uncalled for. Nailed it. 515-280-1025.